All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping. Whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation, that is the meal that I stick with. And you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5. Mountainstatesurvival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you and have a good day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. Thank you for checking it out. Today we're going to have a special hearing over the Nashville shooter. It's going to be a Doug and Dave Intel report. But before we get there, I wanted to give you some news and some updates of what's going on. Saturday on the 8th, the Doug and Dave Intel report will be on the Edge radio broadcast with the Cosmic Cowboy, Daniel Ott. We're going to be having a big roundtable discussion, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure that you watch what happens on the Doug and Dave Intel report and also on our Rumble channel, the Doug and Dave Intel report. Let's get into some news real quick. Manhattan judge to put gag order on Donald Trump. The legal team representing former President Donald Trump reportedly expects that the Manhattan judge will put a gag order on him as the case awaits trial. A source close to the legal team told the Daily Mail, the judge will take an unprecedented step to silence the 2024 presidential candidate. The gag order potentially undercut his ability to campaign on the issue of legal corruption during the primary. The Trump legal team now thinks that the Manhattan judge will take the unprecedented step of silencing the presidential frontrunner with an unconstitutional gag order tomorrow. The source said the Trump legal team is considering adding a First Amendment lawyer to the effort to combat this and will fight all the way. President Trump stands for transparency and our American Constitution. And any attempt to prevent him, the leading candidate for president, from exercising his First Amendment right is a tyrannical third world country move which further proves that this is nothing more than a political witch hunt utilizing a weaponized justice system. All Americans should be concerned about their rights being violated, and any attempt to obstruct President Trump's right to use his voice in order to speak truth to power should never be tolerated. The whole targeted crusade is a complete political farce by the Manhattan DA meant to manipulate and interfere with an election against President Trump and his supporters. That was the Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Shung. So I guess the big question, will Trump be arrested this week? I can't believe I even said that. Never in our history have we arrested a former president of the United States who is now running for president again. This is definitely a political witch hunt. America has turned into a second world country. And when you let despotic leaders who have the potential of becoming tyrannical before they get into power, then assume that power, what do you think they'll do with it? They'll become tyrannical. Such is the left. Everything that we see right now going on in America is to take away your ability to remain in a constitutional republic and to replace it with a democratically elected banana republic. There's a whole uproar about taking guns away again because of the Nashville shooter. Yet let's not forget that the Nashville shooter was a mentally deranged transsexual person who killed 6 innocent lives, 3 of them children. And then all of a sudden, the media wants to glorify this person and turn her, this mentally deranged shooter, into some sort of a hero. Even worse, I've heard that they say that she's the actual victim because she was bullied. When you have to make up stories to gloss over the violent murder of children, you are an evil, evil piece of crap. And that's what our left is. That's what our politicians have become. Many of your politicians right now, especially the ones with a D in front of their names,
have chosen to side with the devil, I guess. Well, as they say, the devil's in the details. And here are the details. They want your free speech gone. They want your guns gone. They want your ability to not have a right to search and seizure gone because the government wants inside your home. Right to a speedy trial gone. Trial by your peers gone. Any type of equal protection underneath the laws gone. But they want your kids. They want to indoctrinate your children. They want them to be confused about their sexuality. They want to ingrain hatred into your child so that while they're at school and mommy and daddy are hard working to pay for little Johnny and little Susie's education, your children are brainwashed to think that you are the enemy and that the state is your real parent. We are quickly becoming Nazi Germany. Is this not what the Leninists tried? Is this not what the color of revolution is all about? Brainwashing. Brainwashing was a word that was created by the CIA during the Korean War. That word was actually a deflection act for some U.S. service members who were captured by the Koreans and who then started to spill the knowledge of a potential biological warfare against Korea and China that the U.S. was going to commit. And so they had this person write a 6,000-word letter and read it, describing everything. And so when that finally hit the airwaves back here at home, the CIA, by order of the president and the Pentagon, had to create a workaround to say that the Koreans were lying, that they were melting the minds of our service members, that they were brainwashing them to cover up truth. That's very similar to what is happening today in America. You have an entire mass of people who are brainwashed to think that one group of people, because they have a red hat that says MAGA on it, or unfortunately even just because they're Christian, that they are the true enemy. This is the rise of the cult left. The transgender Americans who are going to lay siege to America, as they say so themselves. MSNBC's Joy Reid ran a segment last week in the wake of the Nashville Christian school shooting, which was done by a transgender person, during which a transgender activist and a leftist preacher blamed white Christian nationalism for the shooting and claimed that guns are our new Moloch and that Americans have reservations or questions about transgenderism as the Antichrist. They want your guns, because if they can get your guns, then they can get you. Don't ever give them up. Don't ever give up your free will. Don't ever give up your free speech. Don't ever stop speaking about the Gospels. Now is the time to take the stand. Stand bold in your faith. But be wise as serpents, because the trap is being set before us. And the fowler is waiting for the bird to jump in the snare. So everybody be on guard. Remember, a rock in a bad hand killed Abel. A rock in a good hand killed Goliath. But what we're talking about is not a rock. It's your rights. It's your God-given rights. Protect that with all cost. Thank you for listening. Stay frosty. The enemy is out there.
Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges back with you here on the CommonSenseShow.tv, and this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. also a subset of Heroes Nation. And we have a controversial show for you today, and it is indeed controversial. And I'm going to say this off the top. I was trained to do mental health intervention. I did mental health intervention. And my training in the late 80s, early 90s, was that if you have a desire to change your sex, you, number one, have to go through extensive counseling. You have to be evaluated as to whether or not this would actually benefit you. But also, too, we also found that in the research, trans people generally have comorbidities with mental illness. So comorbidities means they might have a personality disorder. They might be suicidally depressed. Take your pick. But the reality is they had to go through extensive counseling because it was a mental disorder. Wanting to cut your genitals off in some fashion is not normal behavior. Now, today, this gets you banned. This gets you ostracized. It's not normal behavior. Now, no one in their right mind would ever advocate for the persecution of these people. You know, God help them. For the grace of God, you know, most of them are sexual abuse victims. And I'm very, very sorry that they've had such negative life experiences. But now we're looking at a situation, and Doug's going to really kind of take over this presentation because he's got a lot of preparation material we're going to show you. But I'm going to say this, okay? I don't give a darn how bad your background is, how much in psychological pain you are. You or anybody else does not have the right to threaten harm or carry out harm because of some misperceived sense of persecution. This country tolerates bizarre behaviors, and this is a bizarre behavior. It's a mental illness. Even though they've taken it out of DSM, the Bible of mental illnesses, it's a mental illness. And this society tolerates it, where many countries, they knew you were trans, they would kill you. It's that simple. And these people have constitutional rights, not trans rights. There's no such thing as trans rights. It's constitutional rights for every American. But they are crossing the line. They have a day coming up, April 1st, prevent trans genocide. That's bullshit. There's no such thing. The second thing is they're talking about acting aggressively towards their aggressors. Is there anyone who'd persecute them? Yeah, there's always somebody who hates somebody. But is there a movement? Absolutely not. And what I'm tired of is the glorification of bizarre, perverted behavior over normal, cultural, enhancing behavior. Having kids promotes society. The World Economic Forum and these globalist Satanists, these demonic figures, they're promoting every sexual lifestyle that does not end in procreation. And they are vilifying anything that promotes normal family values, especially having children. Having said that, that's our position here. And if someone doesn't like it, then find another show. I believe in trying to help trans people, but I don't think your first intervention should be to cut their genitals off, because there's much deeper issues than that. But universities like Vanderbilt and these other clinics, they're seeing this as a for-profit venture. Phoenix Children's Hospital, you know, in the state that I live in, another one. It's a for-profit venture. They don't care about these people. They just want to make money. They're exploiting their mental illness. Okay, Doug, that's our precursor statement here. And I'm going to say this too. Would I ever turn a blind eye to persecution against trans? No. But you're not a protected class, transsexual Americans. You are not. You are Americans with a situation, and you have constitutional rights the same as everybody else. That you do not deserve special rights in any way, shape, or form. Doug?
Well, you know, it also reminds me as 2020 with COVID, all the hospitals that made billions of dollars during COVID for all their COVID treatments, right? That didn't amount to almost anything for anybody and killed tens of thousands of people reportedly. this is what we got. Okay. So a mass shooter murdered three children and three adults at a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee. The murderer was transgender, had written a manifesto detailing her intentions, because it was a she, which comes days after Tennessee passed a child protection law that was intended to curb children from being objected to trans surgeries and other irreversible procedures. There are a lot of things happening right now within the whole trans movement and the anti-trans movement. And look, the strangest thing about this is that you have clinical doctors who've done like 12 years worth of school and probably 4 years worth of residency, and on stage here in Texas being asked, how do you define a woman? And the lady doctor says, well, that's complicated. No, it's not complicated. It's not complicated at all. Because the coroner's office isn't going to label you as a she, him, them, Z, or whatever the hell they go by. I should know that, because when you die, you're going to be a he or she, and that's it. Okay, if we dug your body up, you're going to be a he or a she. That's it. But, you know, science doesn't win the day, I guess. But now, because of the trans surgeries being banned across the country in a bunch of different states, we're going to have, what was it? They're calling it a trans genocide and a day of trans retribution. That's what they're calling it. The day of
rape. And see, that's where they're advocating for violence, and that's where I draw the line.
Bullshit. Yeah, this is absolute bullshit. You know, look, we already went through Black Lives Matter. All right. They've already burned down everything. And half the people who showed up for that was Antifa, was trans. So whatever miscreants want to come out and they want to screw around and try and burn people's houses and businesses down again and cause panic and chaos, listen, guys. Take to the street, kick their ass, protect your property, and let them be idiots. You know, but I think we're beyond America being allowed to be taken under siege by any group that considers itself a protected class. God forbid white people aren't protected in this country. White people are probably the most persecuted people in this entire country, but we're not joining up in the tens of millions and burning down businesses. The ones that do, though, that's Antifa, paid for by the Democrats and George Soros, just like the trans activists, paid for by the Democrats and George Soros, all embraced by the WEF. Anyone else see a New World Order agenda here? All right, let's move on. So this is what we got. I'm going to show you a few pictures, then we're going to break down the shooting and the officer's response. And I want to say this, as someone who's former federal law enforcement, it's heartbreaking to see anytime officers have to go into a school to come and take down a bad guy that's in there harming kids. I don't like that. Dave doesn't like that. I don't think anybody likes that. So we're not glorifying what the officers are killing somebody. We're breaking down the fact that they did an excellent job with their tactics, with their movement, with their communication. It sucks that the person was already in the school before officers were there, but from what we know is there wasn't a school resource officer because it's a private school, and there wasn't a security guard. We're going to talk about that as well. So because of that, the officer's response immediately when they showed up, they started to engage with the teachers. Teachers were telling them what's going on outside, and I've taught active shooter quite a bit for many years, and one of the things that we always tell people whenever we show up on scene is we're trying to garner as much information as possible. All right. If you're the civilian who's exiting or fleeing a building or taking cover and you see us, for one thing, hands up, make sure that you readily identify yourself. That way I don't assume you're a threat, because I'm most likely coming with my gun out. There's a shooter and I don't know who it is. So if you said shooter is this person, red ball cap, long rifle, white t-shirt and camouflage pants, last seen on the second story, great. Now get out of my way. That's what you need to do. You don't need to be tear jerking them. You don't need to be grabbing onto them. One of the things that we always teach in law enforcement, especially during active shooter, is that you want to make space for us, or you're going to get stiff armed or possibly butt stroked if you get in our way. Because our goal is to stop the shooter. The best way to apply medicine, the best medicine to be applied during an active shooter is to kill the shooter. That's it. All right. After that, we can start applying and rendering aid to everybody else. And you're going to see in part of this video, and this is part of training, that law enforcement is taught to walk over you and to continue to head towards the sound of gunfire. That is that's extraordinarily hard for some people to consider when someone is bleeding out or dying or dead, that law enforcement is going to walk right by you. It doesn't, and you have to understand this, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't do anyone any good if there's still lives that are being threatened, potentially shot at, for me to stop and apply a tourniquet on you when I still hear gunshots going off. So our goal is to walk right over you and to continue towards the threat. Dave?
Isn't that normal combat training?
It depends. You know, I mean, situation dictates you always want to suppress the fire that's coming at you.
That's true.
But we can't suppress fire here in America as law enforcement, though there are workarounds. But for law enforcement specifically, you know, time is of the essence. It doesn't take me but a couple seconds to empty a magazine filled with 15 rounds of 9mm from one of my Glocks. Doesn't take me but seconds. So consider Uvalde, okay? Consider Uvalde. When you have a psychopath, a trans, by the way, psychopath, who's inside of a room and they're just shooting away at kids who can't hide. They're just huddled on the floor or against the wall. You know, every minute, every second that you sit there and you wait, or you take your time walking and you're not running, you're potentially causing another death. And in law enforcement, that weighs in on us because we know that we got to run up the stairs as fast as possible and be as tactical as possible, because what you don't want to do is run into a booby trap.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, hey, just like Columbine had 99 pipe bombs. Okay. The Aurora shooter, he had stuff like that. All right. So you don't want to potentially walk into secondary and tertiary devices and then, you know, cause more casualties. So we have to look for 1,000 things at once. And once again, we typically don't know who the shooter is. So you have to readily identify someone in this type of profile. Okay. This profile. And as long as, you know, it looks like you have a gun up, you're probably going to get iron sights or a red dot pointed at you. Other than that, I mean, it's running up the stairs and down the stairs. Your heartbeat is at 160 beats per minute or more. You're getting tunnel vision. You're getting audio and visual exclusion. People are blaring on the radio. Guys are trying to link up with each other. People are screaming. People are dying. There's blood everywhere. You have to stay focused. And the only way you get that type of focus, Dave, is through that type of training. And law enforcement doesn't get it enough. Now law enforcement gets to be nice, be kind, and de-escalate. But hey, where was the de-escalation in this shooting? And here I am on Twitter trying to explain to people how and why law enforcement responds to active shooters the way they do. And people are saying, but why didn't they try to shoot her in the leg? Why didn't they try to capture her? You go do it.
That's unrealistic. Yeah, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as shooting someone to wound them.
Yeah, no, that's a Joe Biden thing. And trust me, shoot someone in the leg to wound them, they are going to be walking away with $20 million and you'll be in jail. And that's the way that works, you know, and unfortunate, but that is the way that works. So here, let's break this down real quick. Share screen. All right, first off, we're going to look at this. So as you can see, Colorado Springs shooter, non-binary. Denver shooter, identified as trans. Aberdeen shooter, identified as trans. Nashville shooter, identified as trans, as I said a while ago. Uvalde shooter, identified as trans. We have a bit of a pattern of behavior here, okay? Now, the left will come out and say, well, all the latest active shooters have been white supremacists and Christians. No, they haven't. No, they haven't. That's a pure lie. There's no stats to support any of that. And I will produce stats for anyone who requests it. Okay, here's another one.
This is some of the latest shirts that are going around. And I don't understand this for the life of me.
Can you imagine if you substituted the word MAGA for trans on that shirt?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, why be taking a selfie with a shotgun with trans rights? What are you defending? You don't see Christians out here saying Christians' rights and we're holding up guns. You know, it's, and you don't see the Muslims doing it. You don't see the Buddhists doing it. You know, you don't see straight people saying straight people rights. And I hate this word cisgender. Yeah. Stop using it. Stop giving these people this platform. You're either straight or you're not straight. That's just the way it is. You're either straight or reprobate. I don't care who likes it or who doesn't. All right. Here's another one. This is the Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, who wore this shirt last week when she talked about her children changing their gender. And now apparently Michigan's going to be like a bastion for...
Are you talking about her personal children?
I don't know if it's her personal children, but there were multiple children that were being put on stage by their lunatic parents. And these kids, Dave, must have been 5 years old. Must have been.
So bad. This public servant in quotes. Look at this shirt. Yeah, exactly. You just took the words right out of my mouth, Doug. You're exactly right.
This is projection. And look at this. What is she going to do? Oh, protect trans kids. This is called soft intimidation. Okay? This is intimidation. This right here. This is intimidation. Trans rights shirts with guns all over them.
Someone should show Biden this. You want to ban assault rifles and support trans. Oh, Biden, how do you justify this shirt? You know, and here's the other thing too, and I'm not suggesting this, but if we use the left's logic, a gun is used in the commission of crime, ban the gun. Mm-hmm. Well, how about when you have these lifestyles committing these crimes? Do you ban the lifestyle?
You know, you're talking tricky things now, because what this country wants to do is this country wants to turn into a transsexual tyrant. That's what this country wants to become.
Exactly.
And it's up to us to resist it. No matter how that resistance looks at this point, it's up to us to resist it. We always say on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, nonviolent, make sure you pray, make sure you protest, but do it accordingly, right? Mm-hmm. But your right to defend yourself, that's a God-given right. And this lunatic right here, this is the shooter. All right. What we have, weapon-wise, that's a Kel-Tec Sub 2000, which is one of the most trash guns of trash guns that have ever been made. It's probably made from parts of a trash can. All right. One of the last courses that I put on, the training courses that I put on, we had guys show up with these firearms. All four of them failed. All four of them had a hard fail. I have rarely seen them operate for very long, multiple magazines going in. So this gun was destined to fail. And I don't know what this other rifle is, but maybe it's an AR-15, but this is not an AR-15, Dave. That's what they're all bitching about right now. Oh, it's the deadly AR-15. Pistols still kill more people a year than AR-15s do, but this is a Kel-Tec Sub 2000. It uses a Glock magazine and fires, I believe, 9mm. They also have it for 40 Smith & Wesson. It breaks down and collapsible. You can put it in back of a truck or a car. It's good for a, you know, just in case I need a rifle. It's good for that. Other than that, this is a trash gun. Please don't ever buy it. And someone obviously never told this. Now, let me ask you this. Camouflage pants, okay, sneakers. This appears to be a tactical vest. I don't know if it was Kevlar or not. Didn't matter. White shirt, red hat. Now, from a distance, would you say that's a MAGA supporter? Optics-wise? Because that's one...
That'd be one reason to explain why they're not releasing the manifesto.
Yep, that's one of the things that is being talked about right now,
is that the red hat, people thought that this could have been her trying to at least make it look like it was a MAGA supporter who had did it, and, you know, obviously politically motivated. Everything that this idiot did was politically motivated, malicious, and satanic, every single bit of it.
Yeah, I have some observations about the dress here.
Go ahead.
This, if you look at this, and I'm going to get into a psychological profile here that's emerging too from what you're showing us, but you have here military garb. Okay, so a trans is not anybody, particularly a woman, is not going to be engaged in this kind of dress. This to me looks like promoted attire. In other words, you're wearing a MAGA hat, you're wearing camouflage pants, Doug. I think this was coached.
Let me tell you what this reminds me of is Antifa. It reminds me of Antifa and what we were being described to. Well, I'm going to say this wrong. What we saw with Antifa and what they were describing themselves as was the militant left, the militant transsexuals. Militant. Okay. So almost think of it as like militia-like, right? That's this. That's these people. That's what you're looking at. You know, there's no more denying this type of stuff anymore. All right. So now we have some videos of the actual response from the officers. Okay. Officer Michael Collazo, and all these officers are heroes, by the way. Every one of them. God bless them for what they did. The job's a hard job, guys. You know, and we catch a lot of crap as cops. But one of the things I always try to say is, for cops, we need to make sure that we're always polishing the badge and not tarnishing it. And on this day, these guys polished the badge real well. And it's unfortunate that, you know, children were targeted and killed. But these guys, from their response, they did a good job.
That's fine.
Let's take a look at the officer's conduct. I know that was a source of controversy in Uvalde, where it was nothing but a cluster. And this was handled much differently. So I'm going to just turn it back over to you and let you demonstrate the professionalism of these officers.
Right. So what I'll do is we will insert a breakdown of three different officers and their body cams. And I will walk you through the process of how this shooting goes, what they're looking for, the communications, the good job that they did working as a team to eliminate the threat, to stop the threat. And from there, we should have a better perspective of what really happened in the school.
Okay.
All right. So now let's move on to some of these other people, these talking heads, Dave, who are grossly negligent in their behavior. And I want to mention Joy Behar. Joy Behar is probably one of the worst Americans that we have. And what she said about this latest shooting, once again, it goes right along with what the Democrats want. And what do they want? They want your guns. They want every single tragedy that happens to America to be for something that they can capitalize on. And it's always the guns. Whenever there's a massive 80 car pileup, it's never to take away the cars. Okay. It's never to take away driver's license. But whenever there's a shooting, it's to take away guns every single time. And right now there's some other horrendous things that are being said. I'll show it right here. And this should show you how divided we are as Americans. So here, let me share screen real quick. Okay, so here's Joy Behar, the idiot herself. But I want you to look at this tweet that just came out. Dave, can you read that for me?
Yeah, I hope it was Republicans that lost their lives. One good thing about gun violence, it occasionally wipes out full Republican families in one fell swoop. I would like to thank congressional Republicans and the NRA.
That's what somebody posted about the school shooting.
Did anybody take this down and ban this account?
Nope.
Nope, still on Twitter.
Yeah, but if you put one thing about trans on Twitter, they'll take you down.
Oh yeah, they take me down all the time. I'm not getting away with calling them all reprobates, apparently. But look at this guy. What's he got? He's got the I support Ukraine flag, the American flag, and then the gay pride flag.
Hey, you know what's interesting here? The Ukraine flag is listed in head of the U.S. flag.
Oh, of course, because...
Just a small observation.
Yeah, because support Ukraine, right? You know, I mean, this is...
To the detriment of our country.
We're asking for whatever happens to us, man. We're asking for it. All right, listen to Joy Behar.
It's intentional.
We'll listen to her and the full thing that she says, and then we'll give our comments.
All right.
Stand by 1 second, Dave.
Right.
All right. So
I'm noticing her eyes here. Doug, I'm not saying this for hyperbole. Those eyes are not normal.
Well, she's not normal. She's a...
There's something going on inside her. This is oftentimes the faraway look you get when you use strong psychotropics for mental illness.
Yeah, she is hate-filled.
This is all about the gun lobby. All these people, this is all about the gun lobby. All these people who are selling guns, they make a lot of money off of children's deaths, apparently, in this country. They're worrying about, you know, other people, books, baloney items. This, they will not do anything about it. By the way, thank you, Joe Biden, for trying to put the ban on those assault weapons, which I should also point out that after a mass shooting in Australia in 1996, they enacted a mandatory gun buyback and collected 700,000 privately owned guns. Mm-hmm. Since then, there has been just one mass shooting, which was four people, mm-hmm. and gun homicides have decreased by 60%. It can be done. It can be done. I wish they would stop jumping around and dancing around everything, but the guns, it's the guns. That's the thing they all have in common. Whether they're white boys, whether they're black boys, whether they're girls, whether they're older, whether they're younger, the one thing is the gun. This is what...
Well, Joy Behar. So, in my personal opinion, she's an idiot. When I was at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, we actually were getting briefs by ATF. And there's a few cats from the CIA that were there and a few others like the FBI. This is all for joint terrorism stuff. And I remember them talking about the stats of what happened after they took away the guns in Australia. And you know what all of them said, Dave? Crime rate went up 1,000%.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't take away the guns from law-abiding citizens and say, okay, everything's going to be fine now. That's just not how it works. You know, that's lunacy. But this is the left. They want your guns, no matter how much blood is spilt. And Joe Biden is still making jokes today. Did you see what Joe Biden did? And I'll insert the clip here. But Joe Biden, whenever he... The day that they announced that this shooting happened, he comes down from the White House to the press briefing room and he says, I came down here because I heard there was ice cream. And he mammers for about 2 or 3 minutes and then mentions briefly about the shooting and how bad it was. And then what happens today? He's going to get on Marine One and he's questioned. He said, there was a reporter who said, do you think that Christians were targeted? Do you think Christians were targeted at the Nashville shooting? And he says, oh, no, I don't think so. He said, well, Josh Hawley thinks so. And then he said some sort of like a joke about it. You know, that's 2 days in a row. He's joked about children being killed. The other day he joked about this lady's losing her two kids, to fentanyl or whatever. You know, this guy is the reprobate in chief. I always thought it was Obama. I really did. It's Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the worst president we've ever had in our country. The worst president ever. This man is divisive. This man wants to start a civil war. Come after the gun. See what's going to happen. Civil war will come.
according to the Veritas obtaining of the diary, guy had sex with his daughter in the shower. This is who he is. I mean, look at the Chinese deal. Look at the pervert he's produced in Hunter Biden. This is who rules over America. And ladies and gentlemen, here's the problem. You have kids growing up in this society, and they're being raised by Romans. And you can't spend the first 18 years of your life being raised by a Roman and not produce a tribute to Julius Caesar. And this is what we're doing. This is what we're allowing to stay in charge of our country. This is why I've called for Martin Luther King tactics. Noncompliance. Noncompliance with their BS. Get out of the system as much as you can. Get food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools, and get the hell out of the system as much as you can.
I say get out.
Doug, do you have your kids in public school?
Hell no. Hold on, my kids.
Why not? Why not?
My kids have never been to public school of any kind.
Ever. Why not?
For one thing, I guess I'm paranoid, but I understand facts and stats. For one thing, my kids aren't allowed video games. We don't have TV. You know that my kids are farm kids. My kids bring me chickens and snakes and squirrels, and my daughter ran down a rabbit and caught it. All right. I'm raising wild children. But, you know, the way me and my wife have viewed this is we want to go as back into the past as possible with raising our kids, because we want to develop mental toughness, physical toughness with our kids, and we want to have a good base principle within the Christian fundamentals. So my kids get a lot of Bible and they get very few nonsense. The school that we use is called Abeka. I think it's Abbeka. Abeka school homeschool system. It's great. It's perfect. The way we have it is just a DVD, because me being in the federal government for so long, I traveled quite a bit and we moved around quite a bit. So all we would have to do is just plug a DVD in, and then the video plays that has a pre-recorded scene for a school scene for the kids, and they interact with it and they have their school lesson, and you know, it only takes a couple hours and then the whole thing's done. And they're not there for 8 hours staring into, you know, the chalkboard. Why were schools made that way? Schools were made that way, and that's postmodern industrialism, because of World War II, because mom and dad both had to go, one had to go to war, one had to go work in the refineries and factories. And so they created the public school system.
And it even predated that. Rockefeller and Carnegie started the public school system to put immigrants in, one to teach them English and to teach them responsibility, workplace skills. But they only wanted the education to go to sixth grade because they wanted kids that could do their job and be smart enough to do their job, but not smart enough to challenge authority.
That sounds like Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, exactly. It was.
I think the girls only go to third grade level school and then they go back to the house. But look, you know, this is counterculture. All right. What we are in right now is counterculture. If you want your kids to learn everything about being a reprobate, which means everything that goes against God, sexually deviant. If you want your kids exposed to drugs, to the school fights, and trust me, man, school fights when I was in school and when you were in school, Dave, might look a little bit differently. When I was in school, it was one-on-one, mano-a-mano. Someone's going to get the hell beat out of them, and that was just school, right? Typically, it happened on the football field. Sometimes it happened in the school parking lot. But we didn't allow people to get curb stomped. We didn't allow multiple people to jump in on one person. Now I can't find there are so many videos in schools where girls and boys are jumped, and it immediately goes from a one-on-one to a 20 to 30 people are fighting.
My phone, I want you to see this. We've had trouble with our broadcast, folks, that we skipped over. My phone was right over here in my file cabinet right here. Okay? And the phone self-dialed. without being touched or moved. I just thought I would show that, Doug.
Oh, that
people,
stuff happens.
People care. They're paying attention.
I know that stuff happens all the time. Well, hey, to everyone who's listening, thanks for watching us. Hope all you guys in the FBI are learning something. Hope you got your pencils and paper ready.
Well, not only that, you're raising your kids to be perverts, FBI people. Your kids have no future the way things are going. Job-wise, standard of living, they have no future. And no, you're contributing to it, FBI.
Everything has become sexualized. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, all the different videos, and I'll insert some here, all the different videos of transsexuals dancing with kids, men throwing dollar bills at kids dancing with a transsexual next to them. And the whole time I'm like, where are the police at? Now, I guess police can't do anything about this anymore. Well, they won't do anything about it anymore because it's a protected
child abuse.
It is child abuse. It's child endangerment. Would you let a child go to a prison and dance for the prisoners? No. Well, half the people who are up there with drag queen story hour have been to prison for child sex crimes. But we promote it. And it's mainly the white people in America who promote this. Have you seen any videos come out like this in Russia?
Or China?
Or China? No, you haven't. How about Iraq, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey? Places where you have a lot of fundamentalism, okay? You'll see this in Europe. You'll see it in Europe. You'll see it all across America. You'll see it in Canada. Have you seen it in Mexico? Nope. Cartels will probably kill you for that. Have you seen this in South America? Nope. Maybe in Brazil. But other than that, nope. Because the people will probably kill you for that. Because there's a lot of fundamentalism still left in third world countries, second and third world countries. And that's what the WEF wants to completely disseminate. That's what they want to get rid of.
So this is just beyond the pale. It really is. But to the FBI agents, I would say you're destroying your own children. How do you feel about that? While you serve Merrick Garland's weaponization of your agency, you're destroying your family.
What we have is the eventuality of a moral, ethical decision. There's going to be a moral, ethical decision, a line in the sand of what side are you going to choose to be on? Are you going with the whore of Babylon that is America? Or are you going to stand with Christ? If you stand with Christ, you need to get out of everything that you're doing right now that takes your eyes away from the cross. That is what needs to happen, because everything in this world is going to turn you into an enemy of God at this point.
That's right.
There's no holiness left except for within the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is being grossly affected now by all this. That the God of this world, Satan, wants you to believe that peace and love is everything, and it's not. All right. Because his idea of peace and love is to go against everything that God declares to be peace and love. But God is a man of war. All right. He says it himself, Jehovah, he is a man of war. And for all you spirit warriors out there, you better get to praying. Your kids need to be taken out of these reprobate schools. I mean, it's hard. I did it for 10 years. It's hard whenever it's, you know, one person goes to work and the other person has to stay home and take care of the kids. But your kids are less likely to be in a school shooting, less likely to be in a massive school fight or rape, which is huge in school right now, rape, the drug culture. You know, what you have to control your kids, or your kids are going to go out of control. You're not going to do anything while you're going to work, while these kids are in school, being made into little terrorists now, or being made into little domestic reprobates, because half of your teachers are Antifa, it appears. I mean, how many videos do we have to produce of these teachers that are satanic, that are teaching your kids about transsexualism? You know, it's, to me, it's gross. It shouldn't be accepted. It shouldn't be allowed, but it is. And for you parents out there, if you really, really care about your kids, take your kids out of there. Find a good private school to put them into if you have to.
Well, there are some schools, some charter schools mostly, in urban, suburban areas that are okay. There are some schools in rural areas that are okay. But effectively, I agree with you.
Well, right out here where I'm at, we're in a very rural area. This is all cattle country. But not the high school. Not the high school. High school has trans activists in it. LGBTQ, Black Lives Matter crap all throughout it. So.
Yeah. Luck of the draw, Doug. We got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. I think we about covered it. We know this is controversial. We don't advocate for the persecution and discrimination against trans, but we're not going to tolerate your days of rage, your threats against Christians, your acting against Christians, your acting against random people because you think you're some protected group. You're not. You're not. You're American citizens, and your protection is the Constitution. That's where it ends. Just want to make the position clear. We don't advocate for violence ever. But I will say this. You pull that knife off that shirt and come after me, one of us is going to die. You need to understand this. This stuff, this lieutenant governor, she should be out of office for wearing that shirt. She's advocating violence.
Well, the entire Biden administration is advocating violence when you have people saying that there's a genocide upon trans people. There isn't. I don't care about trans people. You don't care about trans people. I hope that they find Jesus. But other than that, I separate myself. I have nothing to do with them. I'm not going to sit down and have dinner with them. And I'm not going to, you know, be congregating with them. Okay. So other than that, I really don't care what they do. Stay the hell away from my kids. Stay the hell away from me if possible. And, you know, stop trying to destroy America. That's my personal opinion. But I can't stop that. You can't stop that. Only thing you can do is get away from those areas because damnation's coming to them. There's no stopping it. Damnation is coming to this country, Dave. It'll probably be brought by the cartels, China, and Russia. We've covered this already, and you're seeing proof and the experience between us as to why we believe it's going to happen because America is not repenting. And if America doesn't repent, doesn't stop its wicked ways, like how many times Israel was told, America, you're going to get humbled.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, on behalf of my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. I'm Dave Hodges, and we thank you for tuning in. And again, do not act with malice towards these people, but do not give in to their demands for special treatment. It's not warranted. No one under the Constitution deserves special treatment. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. end of transmission.